Welcome back to the D-Lo, your mental health toolkit. I'm Danisha Abair, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about a topic that's become a buzzword, but it's absolutely essential: self-care. Specifically, we'll be diving into how to build a self-care routine that prioritizes your mental health and fits into your daily life. I know I've said this before, but with life constantly pulling us in different directions, it's easy to forget to take care of ourselves. It's easy to put things like sleep on the back burner, forgetting that it's literally a necessity. We skip meals, pushing dinner to 9 p.m. after waking up at 5 a.m., all because we, quote, didn't have time to eat properly. You didn't see my air quotes there. We spend hours staring at screens every day and then wonder why our focus and energy just aren't there. Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great too. It's about setting aside time and space for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Today, we'll break down what self-care really means, how to create a routine that works for you, and some actionable steps to get started. So let's jump right in. Simply put, self-care is the act of taking care of yourself. That includes mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual aspects. It's doing things that help you stay well. However, self-care is often misunderstood. People think self-care is selfish or that it requires spending money on luxuries. In reality, self-care is an essential part of maintaining our well-being, and it can be as simple as getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, or taking 5 minutes to breathe. Think of self-care like maintaining a car. You wouldn't wait until your car breaks down to take it to the mechanic, right? I know some of you will, but that's not what you're supposed to do. You do a routine maintenance like oil changes and checking the tires to make sure that it runs smoothly. Your mind and your body work the same way. So here's a little side note. If you do wait until your car breaks down to take it to the mechanic, I want you to think about how is it helpful and how is it unhelpful to wait until your car breaks down to go to the mechanic. Let's get back on track. Let's talk about why self-care is so important for your mental health. When you don't make time to take care of yourself, stress, anxiety, and burnout can take over. Over time, this can lead to more serious issues like depression or chronic health problems. On the flip side, when you prioritize self-care, you're better equipped to handle the stresses of daily life and recover from setbacks more quickly. In fact, one recent study found that people who practice self-care regularly experience lower levels of stress and higher overall life satisfaction. So if you've ever felt guilty for taking a break, know that self-care is actually an investment in your long-term health. Okay, so we know self-care is important, but how do we actually build a routine that sticks? Here's where it gets personal, because what works for one person may not work for someone else. The key is to create a self-care routine that reflects your needs, lifestyle, and preferences. I will give you 3 steps to guide you through the process. Step 1, assess your needs. Take a moment to think about the areas of your life that need more care. Is it your mental health, your physical health, or maybe your emotional state? You're having a difficult time controlling your emotions, which are leading to arguments, which are damaging your relationships. Just as an example. Do you need more rest, time to exercise, or a way to manage stress? Identifying your specific needs will help you focus your efforts where they're most needed. Step 2, start small and be consistent. One of the biggest mistakes people make is trying to overhaul their entire routine overnight. Self-care doesn't need to be a huge time commitment. Start small with manageable activities. For example, commit to drinking an extra glass of water each day or take 5 minutes to meditate before bed. The key is consistency. Over time, these small changes will add up and become habits. It's really important to personalize your self-care routine. I mentioned this before, but I want to emphasize it here. And I'm going to use the 10 minutes of meditation before bed as an example. Let's call the 10-minute meditation 10 minutes of meditation for stress relief. One person may be consistent in utilizing the 10 minutes of meditation for stress relief every single night right before bed, whereas another person may be consistent in allotting a 10-minute period of time before bed where they're pulling from a stash of tools, techniques, and activities, such as reading for 10 minutes before bed, stretching for 10 minutes before bed, or laying down in stillness 10 minutes before bed. Consistency in this case can be personalized. Step 3, set boundaries. Another important aspect of self-care is setting boundaries. This means saying no when you need to, taking time off when you're overwhelmed, or even limiting your screen time. Boundaries are essential because they help to protect your energy and your mental space. Again, personalize this. I know everybody can't take off every time they're feeling overwhelmed. However, time off is necessary when you're feeling overwhelmed. For one person, it may look like an extended lunch break. For another person, it may look like taking a full day off every month or every 2 months. Let's take a look at how self-care became such a buzzword, particularly during the pandemic. Many people struggled with isolation, uncertainty, and the challenges of working from home. During that time, self-care practices like taking mental health days, journaling, and even going for walks became essential to cope. For some, it was truly the first time they prioritized self-care because the pandemic highlighted the need to take care of their mental health during unprecedented times. Fast forward to now. With many still working remotely or managing hybrid work schedules, self-care remains a critical tool to remaining in harmony. Again, personalize whatever word you want to insert there. Whether it's creating time for breaks or simply acknowledging the need to step away from the screen, small acts of self-care help maintain a sense of normalcy and mental well-being. In the wake of natural disasters caused by climate change recently, wildfires, floods, and hurricanes have been increasing in frequency and intensity, displacing people and causing significant emotional and physical strain. For example, communities that are directly affected by these natural disasters have had to rebuild their lives while coping with the mental health effects of losing their homes, becoming displaced, and experiencing uncertainty about the future. In these challenging times, self-care becomes essential for survival. Simple practices like finding quiet moments in nature or even focusing on basic needs like sleep and nourishment are vital for coping with trauma and stress. Even for those of us who are not directly impacted, there's been a collective sense of uncertainty about the state of the environment and what the future holds. This has made it more important than ever for all of us to engage in self-care practices that can help us manage these feelings and build resilience. Let's end today's episode with some practical tips for building your self-care routine. I have five of them, and the first one is to schedule it. Treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time on your calendar for activities like exercise, journaling, or simply relaxing. Two, incorporate short, mindful breaks throughout your day to reconnect with yourself. Even a 5-minute breathing exercise can make a big difference. Again, if we're looking at this through the lens of personalization, that 5-minute period could be drawing. It could be writing a rap. It could be making a song. It could be making pottery, creating earrings. It could be anything. Anything to reconnect with yourself. The third tip I have is to move your body. I always say this, but this is my first time saying it to you all. If there is a magic pill, physical activity is one of them. Physical activity is one of the best forms of self-care. Whether it's yoga, walking, or dancing, finding something that makes you feel good is important. It helps in so many ways. Maybe we'll talk about it in the future. Tip number four is to unplug. Set aside time each day to disconnect from your phone and social media. This will give your mind the space it needs to recharge. Last, you're actually going to get two proverbial magic pills. Sleep is the second one. Prioritize your sleep. Without enough rest, it is hard to manage anything else. Create a bedtime routine that helps you wind down and get quality sleep. So that's a wrap on today's episode about building a self-care routine. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Start small, be consistent, and make time for yourself because you deserve it. If you found today's episode helpful, I'd love for you to share it with someone who might benefit from it. And if you have any questions or feedback, don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you for tuning in to The D-Lo. I'm Denisha Hebert, and I'll see you next time as we dive into another tool for better mental health. Take care of yourself, and remember, even small acts of self-care can make a big difference. Hello. Oh.